Okay, welcome to Maseches Moikatan. We are starting again. Every Masechta had its own identity, its own world. So we got now we're up to Baruch Hashem. We have the schus to learn together Maseches Moikatan. A couple of introductory remarks regarding the Masechta. A number of Svarim in their Hakdamas to Moikatan quote the Sefer Chasidim. Sefer Chasidim in Reish Samach Aleph. He refers to an earlier piece, but in Reish Samach Aleph, this Sefer Chasidim sets the tone for the whole Masechta. Ehov lecha es ha-mitzvah ha-doma le-meis mitzvah she'en la-oskim. Love the mitzvah that is like a meis mitzvah that nobody is osek in. Kagon she'tira mitzvah bizuya. Just for example, if you see a mitzvah that is bazui, that is disgraced, o Torah she'en la-oskim, or a part of Torah that nobody is learning, Kagon shetira shebedei ircha lomdim moed nashim o seder nashim. If you see everybody around you learning seder moed seder nashim, tilmod seder kachim. So open up a zvachim, open up a menachas. V'im tirish in choshishim lilmod moed katan uperek mishemesu. And there is Reb Yehuda Chassid says out there is a belief that not to learn moed katan. It's ein hara avelus. Third parak is all of the Hilchas Avelus. So if you see people not learning Moed Katan, atot lamdei v'tekabel schar gadol k'neged kulam ki heim dugmas meis mitzvah. This is like a meis mitzvah. Ahov osan mesechtos v'osan alachas v'yadamein regilim b'hem. Love those parts of Torah that nobody else learns. She's a domel la'echa shahayelo banos. It's like a mashal that somebody who has a bunch of daughters and many suitors come and they all get married except for one. And the one complains to the father and says, you gave everybody a beautiful umnis. You taught them how to do this and do that. Everybody has a great... And well, I make tachrichim for the niftarim. That's people want to marry me. Nobody wants to marry me. I make the tachrichim for the niftarim. So he says, don't worry, I'm going to give you something and everybody's going to need you and everybody's going to want you and everybody's going to be interested in you. So the kach amr moed katan vadomel or rabboni shel olam lo meinos kim bi kishar mesechtes v'kadosh baruch hu heishev lo tov harik far nemar says in Koheles tov olechaz abesam evel melechaz abesam mishta. Moed Katan is a special Masechta for us to be Osek in, because there are those that have said not to be Osek in it, but Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to be Osek in it. That's what he says earlier in Simin Kuf Hei, also about mitzvahs in general. There's a mitzvah that you see that, people aren't being Osek in, jump on it, because that mitzvah is like a meis mitzvah. Go so far as they quote the story from the Chafetz Chaim in the Margolius HaShas, where he quotes the Rachmana Lislan, there was a Rav Moshe Tzvi Bik, writes that the Chavetz Chaim, there was one time a few Niftarim, Rachmana Lislan, in a very short time period in Radin, and they caught a Kinas Tshuva in Radin. The Chavetz Chaim gets up and says, Mesechtas Moed Katan Baal Latfoes Albona. Moed Katan is coming to be Toveya, it's embarrassment. Heyos Abnei Yeshiva Seimim Lom the Mesechtas Zu. Ve'ervelim Lom the Mesechtas Moed Katan. Therefore, we all got to start learning Mesechtas Moed Katan, said the Chavetz Chaim. So this is why... Now, why? This is a little chizuk for us to be involved in such a limud. Why is it called Moed Katan? Moed Katan. As we're going to see, the Masechta is a lot about Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is the first two parakim of the Masechta. Third parak also relates to Chol HaMoed. All of Hilchas Avelus is in the third parak. The Rush has 100 simanim in the third parak. Kuf simanim. That's all of Hilchas Avelus comes from the Rush in Masechtas Moed Katan. Why is it called Katan? Because Chol HaMoed is Moed Katan. It's the small Yantiv. It's not the full Moed, but it's Chol HaMoed. That's why it's called Moed Katan. I saw from the Kashuk Lover. So he writes that says in Bereishis, Vayasa Elokim Esnei Amoros Hagadolim Esamor Hagadol Mshalos Bayom Esamor Hakadol Mshalos Baylayla. Right, the sun is called the Mar Hagadol, and the moon is called the Mar Hakatam. And Rashi quotes the Machlokes between the sun and the moon complained, and therefore he was Nismait. And Hiksha Hakol Achokrim Kasvu. I don't understand. The moon doesn't have its own light. The moon just reflects light from the sun. So what's the whole Machlokes about? Of course it's going to be less. It reflects light from the sun. No. So the answer was that no, originally it didn't do that. Originally, it was Boshnei Moris HaGadolim. The punishment was that it could only reflect, and it became the Mar HaGadol and the Mar HaKatan. And Katan means, what does Katan mean in that context? It reflects the light of the Gadol. That's what Katan means. So Moed Katan reflects the light of the Gadol. Chol HaMoed reflects the light of the Yontif which it surrounds and the Yontif which it comes in between. That's what Chol HaMoed is. That's what the Zohar says. Kamo Sierra Deleslam Migarme Klum, just like a nighttime that has nothing from its own. Elamei Achama, just from the sun. The moon only gets from the sun. Kein Chol HaMoed Leslam Migarme Klum, Rakman Hiro, meaning Hiro the Yontif. Just like the light of the Yontif, that is what Chol HaMoed is. That's what Chol HaMoed is about. And one more point of introduction, Al Pi Hashkafa, and that is the, get another thought here from the Margolis Hashas quotes, that Chol HaMoed, why is it that Hashkafa had it, that all of Hilchas Avelos is in the Masechta that has to do with Chol HaMoed? So he quotes from one of the Kabbalistic sources that Chol HaMoed is all about, not where does it get its Kedusha? It gets its Kedusha from what preceded it and what follows it. The Yontif that preceded it, the previous days, and the days that follow it. So too, Avelus, and the state of Misa that occurs in our lifetime. So the Kedusha comes from what a person did in his lifetime, and was going to be Baal Tchias HaMesim. That's where the Kedusha of that time period, which is a middle time period, after one's life, and we were Mekayim Mitzvahs, and before the full Tchias HaMesim state. So that's also why Avelus has that parallel to Chol HaMoed. Okay. So that is a few introductory hashkafic remarks. Now one halachic remark, and then we'll get into the Masechta. Again, the Masechta is about Chol HaMoed. What we're going to come back to a number of times is about the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. What level of Isser Malacha is there on Chol HaMoed? So we know on Shabbos and Yontif it's an Isser Daraisa to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. But on Chol HaMoed, as we'll see, to do Malacha on Shabbos and Yontif. But as we'll see at Chol HaMoed, for some reason there are heterim. If it's a great financial loss, we're going to see in certain cases you're allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed. If it's Tzarech Rabim, you're allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed. You can't just, because no matter for how much money, you're not allowed to do any Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos. So what is Chol HaMoed? How is it different? So that's why this already opens up the discussion, what level of Malacha is Usser? Is it Daraisa? Is it Darabanan? Is it somewhere in the middle? So that we have all three Shitas. Rashi Shita on our Mishnah, right here. Rashi, the first Rashi, the eighth or ninth skinny line, Rashi quotes, Halo Masr Nakasav El Chachamim, Lomer Lacha, Eza Malacha, Asur B'chal Shamoi, Eza Muteris. The Torah says it's Usser. Chazal interpreted the Torah to tell us which Malachas are Daraisa, which are Darabanan. That's Rashi. The Torah understands the Rif this way. The Beis Yosef thinks this way, Simon Tov Kuf Lamin. So this is a shita of a number of Rishonim that Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Da'oraisa, and Chazal just figured out what's Asr. In other words, when they say Davar HaAvid, they said the Torah never Asr Davar HaAvid. The Torah never Asr this and that. And these are the Heterim, but it's not like Chazal are coming up with the Heterim. They're interpreting the Torah that this is what the Torah meant. That is one group of Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim say that no, all Malachas Chol HaMoed is Durabanan. That's why you have so many distinctions between regular Malach and Malach and Chol HaMoed. It's Durabanan. He says that later on. He also said that in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. That's where the major, because it says there, Masra Kasav L'Chachamim. That's where the Gemara uses the terms. That's why all the action of the Rishonim are there. The Shita of Rambam is not clear. So Machlokas exactly what the Rambam has different formulations in different places. But finally, the third Shita is the Shita of the Ramban. That's quoted here on Daf Beis, in the Chachmei Sfarad, in the Ritva, in the Ran, on Daf Aleph. It might not be the Ran, it might be the Nemuki Yosef. If you look in the back of your Sfarim, on the top of the Rif, it says, Rabbeinu Nisim in parentheses and Nemuki Yosef in brackets. So many say it's the Nemuki Yosef. Either way, the Rishon in the back, but it's also quoted in the Ritva, quote the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Pshara. That when you have something that is not Davar HaAvid and not Sarech of the Moed, that's an Issa Daraisa. That's an Issa Daraisa to do that kind of Malacha on Chol HaMoed. When it's not Sarech of the Moed and when it's not Davar HaAvid, it's something that you're going to have a major financial loss. Other than that, all the extra chumers besides that, that's Durabanan. So he says, Asu Pshara Binehem. That's the language of the Rishonim. That is regarding the Malacha of Chol HaMoed. And again, many different Gemaras point in different directions. That's why there's so many Shitas, the Raisa Durabanan, or somewhere in the middle. Okay, so that is a little background. Maybe if we have time, we'll talk more later about the what Chol HaMoed out of all mitzvahs, out of all days, has this concept of Masr Nakasav L'Chachamim. Why did the Torah write it? The Torah writes everything else. Dr. Chol HaMoed has this concept of Chazal, Hashem left it over for Chazal to interpret what the Din D'Oraisa should be. Okay, let's just leave it as of now. Okay, Masr Nisan, says the Mishnah. Mashker beis hashlochen bemoidu b'shviyis. One is allowed to water a beis hashlochen. There are two kinds of fields. There's what's called beis hashlochen and beis habaal. Beis hashlochen is from the word shalach, to send. Beis habaal is from the word baal, Hashem is the baal. Beis habaal is a field that can exist on rainwater alone. That's beis habaal. The field of the baal of Hashem doesn't need any type of help from human intervention. Beis hashlochen, it has to be an irrigated field. It has to be brought, and water has to be sent onto the field. And if water is not sent onto the field and irrigated, so then it's not going to last. It's going to get ruined. For example, a field on a mountain. A field on a mountain, the water runs down. So it's not going to stay on the field. It's not going to water the field. So that's called beis hashlochen. That is a field that if you don't irrigate yourself with human intervention, so then that's going to be ruined. So says the Mishnah, on Chol HaMoed, one is allowed to water their beis hashlochen, because that's considered davar ha'avid, that's considered a serious financial loss if one doesn't do this on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, that's why it is mutter. That's what Rashi writes on the third line, l'fisha hu lo hefsid gadol im eino mashka osa. It's going to be a big hefsid, v'davar shel hefsid, hitiru chachamim l'tzroch b'b'chol HaShamoed. But Chazal, Rashi doesn't mean Chacham, it means Chazal interpreted that it should be mutter. And the Mishnah adds, u'bishviyas. We're going to have a lot of parallels and differences between Malach and Chol HaMoed and Malach and Shviyas. We know during the Shemitah year, also there's an Isra Malacha. There's an Isra of Avodas HaKarka. There are some differences between Shviyas and Chol HaMoed, and there are some similarities. The Mishnah here puts it together, though, that you're allowed to water the field in on Chol HaMoed, and during Shviyas, one is allowed to water their field also, because Hefsid plays a factor even by Shviyas as well. Rav Eliyashiv in the Sefer here makes the Ha'ara that's interesting, because in Shviyas, all your field is Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. And yet, you still have the Heter of Davar Ha'avid. What is Davar Ha'avid for? You're not losing anything. Everybody else, the Aniyim are losing everything. It's Hefker. The answer is the Nechinami. Rav Eliyashiv writes that it doesn't matter. Even though it's Hefker, still, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though it's a Davar Ha'avid for others, still, per se, that is a concern that you're allowed to act based upon. That's Davar Ha'avid. Yeah. The field, well, the items that you're going to, everything is going to grow there. What, I don't think it's going to have irreparable damage. It's going to have irreparable damage. You're never going to be able to use this field again. It means that this crop is going to be ruined. But even so, it's still going to be allowed. So says the Mishnah. So you're allowed to water this beis hashlochin on Chol HaMoed and Shviyas. Bein mi ma'ayan sheyatza mitchila, bein mi ma'ayan shelo yatza mitchila. Either from a spring, a well that has newly been in existence. Ma'ayan sheyatza mitchila, it just recently came into existence. Meaning the walls of that water source are not so stable, and there is a chance they might cave in, and you might, maybe we should be choshesh, that you're going to try to fix up the walls of this water source, and you might come to do a real malacha daraisa. You might come to that, or you might come to do a real tircha. Still, we're not worried about that. That's the chiddush. It doesn't matter whether it's a newly renovated or newly created water source. It doesn't matter. Aval ein mashkin lo mimei geshamim v'lo mimei kilon. But one is not allowed to water their field from a pool of rainwater or mekilon, well water. What's the difference between these two and the earlier? These two require tircha yisera. These two require a tremendous amount of bother in order to bring the water from the pool of rainwater or from the well up to your field. And even though there's a heter of davar ha'avin on Chol HaMoed, if it involves tircha yisera, it's not mutter. That's a limitation of the heter. So again, you start off with the Isser of Machalach of Chol HaMoed, then you have the inherent heter of Davar Ha'avid, but then there's a limitation on Davar Ha'avid. It's mutter if it's a large financial loss, but if it involves Tircha Yisera, then it is Usser. So that's a limitation on that. Continuing, the Ein Osin Ugios Ligafon, and again, you have to read the Mishnah according to all Rishonim. Is this all on a Daraisa level? Is like Rashi, is this all on a Darabana level, Rabbeinu Tam, or is it somewhere in the middle? So every Gemara that we're going to have about this issue will have to be read differently according to the various Rishonim. Ah, beautiful, beautiful question. I was going to save it for another line, but I'll say it now. So there is a question. What if we're not talking, the Mishnah here is talking about a Beis HaShlochin. Beis HaShlacha was an irrigated field that you have, that you're worried about the large financial loss, which sounds like Beis HaBa'al, the other type of field, which is as far as a rainwater, for sure is going to be more chamor, because you don't stand to lose as much. There's no davar of it by that. What happens, the Rishonim discussed, what happens to the other type of field, the Beis HaBa'al, if there's no tircha whatsoever? It's hardly any tircha. Tiny, minute. So is that going to be mutter? If it's not davar of it there, all it is miyot harvacha. You could do better with working at it. You could get profit. But it's not like you're going to lose anything by not watering a field that there could survive on rainwater. So that is a machlokas Rishonim. But where does that come up? That might come up with a sprinkler system. I turn on the switch. What kind of tircha is that? There's no tircha. There's no tircha there. So and many of our fields could survive on rainwater. So question is, can you put on a sprinkler? Cholamoid. Your sprinkler system. So let's say if it's on a timer, a separate question. Maybe that might be okay. If it's on a timer, you didn't do anything on Cholamoid. Just like on a Shabbos, you can have a timer. So what about when it comes to Cholamoid? That is a machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam seems to say it's Aser, other Rishonim seem to say Mutter, but that's an important Shiloh. Continuing, Venosan Ugios Likfanim, one is not allowed to make ditches around their vineyard in order to catch the water, because that is called Tircha Yesera, and therefore that's not going to be Motor and Chalamoi. Period. One is not allowed to create and build an ama. An ama is like an aqueduct of water that goes through that brings the water to the fields. It's called an ama because it's usually an ama size, an ama deep, an ama wide. So one is not allowed to build that on Chol HaMoed or in Shviyas, because that's tremendous tircha to build that to start. No, one is allowed to build it in Shvius, even though we're not allowed to build it on Chol HaMoed. Why should there be a difference in halacha between Shvius and Chol HaMoed? Why is Shvius more lakula? Again, we're going to talk about lumdis between the differences in the future. Shvius is more focused on the karka. The karka should rest. While Chol HaMoed is more of the Isser Gavra, like Shabbos, like Yontif, that it's an Isser for the person to do work. Rabbi Chiyomi Pariz here suggests, another one of the Bali Atosa, says maybe there's another two differences between how we should look at work on Chol HaMoed and work on Shvius. Shvius, actually, the first one is what I just said. A little differently. Shvius, all there is an avodas karka. It's a limited, you're not allowed to work the land. Chol HaMoed is a lot of work you're not allowed to do. Right, all the malachas, many of the malachas you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. It's a much more expansive isurim there. Karka is one of them. Choresh and Zoreya, but a lot of the other malachas as well, one is not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. And number two, on Chol HaMoed, it's a much shorter time period. So we have the luxury of being more machmir, because it's only for 4 days. Mashiach, when it comes to Shvius, it's a whole year. So that's why there might be differences and more kulas when it comes to Shvius than when it comes to Chol HaMoed. Like here, the Chachamim say you're allowed to build it on Shvius. Umisachnes amukogalos b'moed. And even though you're not allowed to build them on Chol HaMoed, but if, let's say, your drainage system that brings the water gets plugged up, that you're allowed to fix on Chol HaMoed, that doesn't involve so much tircha. Okay, second half of the Mishnah. Now we're switching from Sarcha Yachid, where you required Hefsid with the limitation of Tircha. Now we switch to the rest of the Mishnah, Sarcha Rabim. That is a second Heter on Chol HaMoed. There are going to be five Heterim on Chol HaMoed. A Malacha, number one, was Davar HaAvid, financial loss, a large financial loss. And it doesn't mean, as we saw, it doesn't just mean that you're not going to make a profit. That's called Miyot Harvacha. Hefsid, Davar HaAvid, is the negative. You know, you go under neutral. You don't go. It's not that you just end up at neutral. That's davar ha'avid. This is big nafkamina in terms of work today, in terms of having to take your vacations at Chol HaMoed. Are you just not going to get the pay raise and not going to get the promotion, or are you going to stand to lose? If you stand to lose, then there's a big differences between the two. But the second half of the Mishnah is the second answer, and that is Sarchei Rabim. Umasakin is kukulia mayim shibush is Rabim. You're allowed to fix water sources for the Rabim. On Chol HaMoed, the chotz de nosan, you could clean them out. Umisakdin es hadrachim es harachovos, and you're allowed to fix up the roads on Chol HaMoed. There's mikvas amayim and all the mikvos. The osin called tzarchei harabim, you could do all tzarchei harabim. Umisainin es hakvaros, and also over, let's say you're talking about Pesach, so it's the springtime, so over the wintertime, many of the Many of the Bate Kvaros, the monuments, got a little grass overgrown on them, and other places where people might have been buried. So, you know, it's not so clear. So you'll have to fix them up on Chol HaMoed. You don't want any Kohen getting anywhere near there, being Mahil on any of the Kvaros. So you'll have to do that on Chol HaMoed as well. The Yotz and Af Al HaKilayim. And also, Beis Din sends people out to make sure people don't have any Kilayim in their fields on Chol HaMoed. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim, point out that this last line really doesn't really fit here. The Yotz and Af Al HaKilayim, not doing any Malacha by going out to Kilayim, is brought here because this is also done on Chol HaMoed, as the Gemara is going to discuss. But that is a difference between this last line and the previous. Tosas also says, Tosas in Dibur Maskil, the Yotzin, says, there's a mitzvah to send out for Kilayim. The others are Chovos. Fixing up the roads and fixing the mikvahs, that's an obligation. Beis Din has to take care of that on Chol HaMoed. Yotzin, Af Al Kilayim, it's a mitzvah for them to do it. But again, this last line should be understood differently than the rest of the Mishnah. It's an important line in the Rush. The Rush about Sarchei Rabin. The Rush in Perek Aleph in Simen Vav. The Rush quotes the Ravid, where the Ravid says, don't some of these involve Tircha Yaseira, some of these Rabim, you're fixing up the mikvahs, fixing up the roads. These are major tirchas, says the Rush, it doesn't matter. On Chol HaMoed, Tzarchei Rabim, you could even do Tircha Yaseira. You could even do Tircha Yaseira, that's mutter. V'kol Elu, Avo Bisha Yitara Gadol Ufarhesia, V'kivein Malacha Baboid, even let's say you plan to do it on Chol HaMoed. Let's say you plan to do the Tzarchei Rabim on Chol HaMoed. You know what? You're going to take off Chol HaMoed, I'm going to take off. We'll all take off, so we'll do a Chol HaMoed. Afa Pikein Hiter Lahem. They're still mutter. Why? Tzarchei Rabim, Edom, Nigmarim, Ela Bishas HaPatala. You know when things get done for the tzibur? When you're not doing anything else. Umishum, the dummy l'kedera debe shutfi. He compares it to the pot of partners. The Gemara has a mushel. The pot of partners, let's say we're all cooking something, and it belongs to all three of us. So the Gemara assumes that it's never going to get cooked, because we're each going to rely on the other one, and nobody's going to do it. Whenever you want a job done, the Gemara says, get one person to do it. One person in charge. You have a committee to do it, so then it never gets done, because you do it, I'll do it. Everybody shirks responsibility, and it never gets done, says the Rush, quoting the Ravid. If you have everybody willing to do something and ready to do something, and they're all off today, it's Chol HaMoed, let them do it. Let it do it. Let it get done for the rabbin. Ubishashin betelin umischabrin kulin vaosin im lo yase oz lo yase la olam. If you don't allow it now, it's never going to get it done, and therefore you're even allowed to do it. There's only one limitation here. The Rush quotes on Sarchei Rabim, and that is meleches uman. We'll have to describe what that is in the future. A professional type of work. That might not allow to be done on Chol HaMoed. Ve'en yachol l'shanos behu. If you can't do it in an unusual way, so that we'll have to talk about in the future. But that's what the Rush says. Even Tircha Yaseira and even Kivein Malachta B'moed is going to be mutter for Tzarchei Rab. Okay, Gemara. First lines of Gemara in Moikat. Here we go. Hashti yishlom emayet yasa mitchila dozilin pule mashkin. If the Mishnah says that you're allowed to irrigate your field with a recently started water source where there is a chash that the walls might fall down and you might come to fix it and do malacha, but still mashkin, we're not worried, you're allowed to. So we mayan shalo yatza mitchila, but an old mayan that's been there for a long time, to lo asilin pule, that there's no chash that it's going to fall down mimai. So what's the chiddush? Why did the Mishnah just say the case that you're allowed to water your field with a new water source? Isn't that the bigger chiddush? So the Gemara says, Amri Itzrich. No, still, you need to say both. If I would have only had the case of the new water source, the new spring, I would have thought, I would have thought that you know when you're allowed to use a new water source, that's where you're allowed to use it for a Beis HaShlachin. Again, a field that needs human intervention to survive. Beis HaBa'alo, but a Beis HaBa'alo, a field that could work based, that could survive just based on rain, no, you can't. Mishum da'asilin pule, because there's a worry. You don't have the real tzorich of Davar Ha'avid, because it's a field that could survive on rainwater, and there's a chshash that the walls might cave in, and you might come to do real malacha. Avo ma'ayan shalo yatza mitchila, but in the case of a ma'ayan that's been there for a long time, de'lo asilin pule, and there's no worry that the walls might fall down, maybe we'd always allow an old type of spring if I would have only had the new type of spring listed in the Mishnah. So that's the Chiddush, Kamash Malan, Loshna Mayan Shiyatza Mitchila, Loshna Mayan Shalo Yatza Mitchila. That's why the Mishnah says both, because the Mishnah is telling you it doesn't matter what kind of water source there is, Beis HaShlachin in, Beis HaBa'alo. If it's a field that can survive on rainwater, you're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to water it at all. even from a spring that's been there for a while, and there's no worry that the walls are going to cave in, and you might do fix it up and do malacha, still, it doesn't matter. Only beis hashlachin is mutter, and not beis haba. Umay mashna, a couple of linguistic notes. Umay mashna, dahai beis hashlachin, lishna titzachusahi. How do I know that beis hashlachin is a language of thirsty? Tzachusa, it's always thirsty, and therefore, meaning, it doesn't just survive on rainwater, you gotta support it more also. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says by Amalek, viata ayef viageya, you were tired and weary. Umetargaminan, and the targum on that pasuk says viat mishalhei vilae. And Mishalhei, Rashi quotes the hey and the ches, a lot of times in Aramaic switch, the hey and the ches, so it's as if it says Mishalhei, you were tired and weary, so that's where you see Shlachin also is thirsty and tired, and you got to give it more water. How do I know the other term? What's the source in Tanakh? Every phrase that we use, we assume that Chazal used made up language that is based on psukim. So how do you know beis habal is a language of miyasvusa, meaning settled and comfortable and not needing anything else? Tichsiv, as it says in Yeshaya, ki yivol bachur besula, when a bachur is with a besula, so too the Navi continues, so too your children will be with you. Umetargaminan, and the targum is are kama dimitosav. Ulem im besulta, yisyasvin begavech benayach. Just like an ulem is mitosav, from the word miyasvusa, settled, and that's what baal, ki yiv'al, that's how you see the word baal, means settled and comfortable and not needing anything else. So that's how you see where Chazal get the beis habaal from, that language. Okay, back to the halacha. Matan at Pseida in Harbachalo, who is the opinion, which is the author of our Mishnah, that Pseida in, you're allowed to do malach and chalamoid for fear of loss, harvacha lo, but not for fear of profit, for loss of profit. V'yafil v'makam seida, and even in a place where you stand to lose financially, mitrach nami lo tarchinan, you're not allowed to have extra tirchas. Exactly what we said. Isser malacha, step one. Step two, davar avid is mutter. Step three, tirchi yaseira is not mutter even for davar ha'avid. Those are the three steps. The Gemara says, who is that opinion? So we're going to have two tries. Number one, Amar Rav Huna or Blazer ben Yaakov. Maybe it's the Shita of Rav Blazer ben Yaakov Ditzan, who says in the next Mishnah, Vavim Abes, Rav Blazer ben Yaakov Omer, Moshe Kness Avayim Me'ilon Le'ilon, Rav Yaakov Yaakov says, let's say you have two trees, and the trees need the water to survive. So you're allowed to, and there's a big, huge puddle under one tree, and the other tree is all dry. So what are you allowed to do? Says Rav Blazer ben Yaakov, you're allowed to bring the water, you're allowed to make some kind of ditch, so that the water goes from one tree to the other tree. But along the way, you can't allow the water to go to all the field in between the trees, because that area doesn't really need the water. It's only the trees themselves that need the water. So you see here, Rav Blazer ben Yaakov says, you're not allowed to try to work on your field, and so you see, you're not allowed to, because that would be extra profit. The field's not going to get ruined without it. So you see, that would be extra profit. It's not allowed. So says the Gemara, wait, we're trying to prove two things, not just one thing. There are two aspects of our Mishnah. Number one, that you're not allowed to act based on losing profit. You're only allowed to act based on losing principle, number one. But number two, that we saw from Blazer ben Yaakov. But the second part we haven't seen yet. The second part was, even when you stand to lose, you can't do it if it's Tercha Yaseira. So says the Gemara, we didn't get that from the Mishnah. What did we learn from Reb Blazer? Half of what we wanted to learn. That you can't act based on the loss of profit. But we didn't hear the second half of the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that Tercha B'makam Seida is also Aser. So Misham Islay. So the Gemara has a second try. Ella Amar Papa Amani Rabbi Yehudahi. It's Rabbi Yehuda in the Tosefta. The Tanya, the Tosefta, the beginning of our Masechta, says three opinions. Mayan HaYosei B'Tchila, a Mayan that has recently started. Mashkin Mimenu Afilusa the Beis HaBaal. Dei Rabbi Meir, the most Mekel Shita. Rabbi Meir says even a newly constructed Mayan, a newly found spring, where there is a chash that might fall down, even so, you're allowed to use that in order to put water your beis habal, which really doesn't even need it. So the Rishonim, the Chiddush Yeravan says, wow, what does Remeir allow? He allows you to do tircha, he allows you to do even for something beis habal, what's the limit? So the Ran discusses exactly what the limit is. Maybe he just views the line between profit and loss a little differently. That's the Ran suggestion, because what? Profit, so why can't you go to work? Why can't you do all malachas? So what's Remeir's limit? So the Ran assumes that there is a limit even according to Rabbi Meir, but he's the most Mekel Shita in our Tosefta, that even a newly renovated spring is allowed to be used for a Beis HaBaal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, who we are eventually going to say is the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein mashken el asada Beis HaShlachin shecharva. You're only allowed to be mashke a Beis HaShlachin, which is the one that needs your help, shecharva, that got dried up, which we'll explain that word in a minute. Lozman Azariah Omer, lokach velokach. No, I don't agree. We'll see what that means. Yes, Sir Al-Kain, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda continues and says, you're not allowed to clean out your Amas Hamayim, your aqueduct, and to be able to water your field on Chalamoid. So the last line of the Tosefta is explicit that you can't do Tircha Yisera on Chalamoid. So that half we know from Rabbi Yehuda. So that even though it will be a financial loss, you're not allowed to clean it out. So that we know. But now we're going to work on the other half of the Chiddush that we need. Ma'ar Chareva, what does the first part of Rabbi Yehuda's statement mean? That you're only allowed to water a Beis HaShlachin that was dried out. Ilei Mecharva Mamash, doesn't mean that it was totally dried out. Salamali Damashkilu. So what are you watering it for? If it's totally dried out, it's finished. It's not going to help watering it. There's nothing left there. So it can't mean literally, Amar Abaya, Shecharva Mayin Zev, Yatsalami Mayin Acher. No, it means its original source that it had before Yontif has now dried up, and you need to find another water source for it, or else it's going to get ruined. So that case, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it is mutter. So we see, now we have our answer. Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion that says where that you stand to lose financially, hefsin meruba, so then it's mutter to do malachos on chalamoe. That's the first half of his statement. But if it involves tircha yisera, the second half of his statement, then we still don't allow it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, just finishing the pshat of the Tosefta, lokach v'lokach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the most machmir. What does he say? Lo shna char mayana, v'lo shna lo char bayana. It doesn't matter whether the water source dried up or not. Mayan sheyatza b'tchila lo. You're not allowed to use a new mayan because of that chashash. We're worried that it's going to fall down the walls and you might come to fix it and do real malachas with Tircha Yisera. Okay, period. So the Gemara just questions, Umimai, how do we really know that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? The whole discussion in this Tosefta is about the Beis HaShlachin, which is about the field that needs your help. That's the whole discussion. So maybe only there does Rabbi Yehuda have the limit of Ma'ayan Sheyatza Mitzchila, of a new type of Ma'ayan. That's what's mutter for Beis HaShlachin. Why Dilma Asilein Pulei? Because maybe where it's going to fall down. Avo Ma'ayan Shelo Yatza Mitzchila, but a Ma'ayan that is an old Ma'ayan, that's for sure not going to fall down. Something that is not discussed in the Tosefta, Dilo Asilein Pulei Afila Beis HaBaal Nami. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say that if you have an old Ma'ayan, you can do whatever you want with that Ma'ayan. And that would be against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah doesn't make a difference between the two, an old Ma'ayan and a new Ma'ayan. So how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda is really the author of our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, because you don't have a choice. Im kein, mastisa na mai termia. You don't have any author then. You have three shitas in the Tosefta. If you don't say it's Rabbi Yehuda, so then you have no choice. So what are you suggesting? Hey, maybe it's not Rabbi Yehuda? So why? Why should you say maybe it's not? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. You have no reason to say otherwise. So that's why the Gemara says, El Rabbi Yehuda, it must be like we said originally. Rabbi Yehuda, lo shna mayin sheyatza b'tchila, v'lo shna mayin shelo yatza b'tchila. It doesn't matter whether it's a newly created ma'ayan spring where there is a worry that maybe the walls might fall down, or it's not, or lo shna mayin shelo yatza, or it's an old one, beis hashlachan in, beis habal lo. It doesn't matter. V'hai diktani, let me just finish the line, v'hai diktani mayan sheyatza b'tchila. So why does it taka that the Tosef have to only discuss a Mayan Sheyatza Mitzchila? Why does it only discuss that one, a new one, if the halacha doesn't make a difference, like our Mishnah says? Lo diachal kochad Rabbi Meir. That's just to tell you the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir, the most mekel shita. The afilu Mayan Sheyatza Mitzchila, even a Mayan that is recent and new, mashkin mimenu afili sadei baal. That's to tell you the most mekel shita. You have a worry that the walls are going to fall down, so you don't have to be worried, and you're even allowed to water a Beis HaBaal, which really doesn't need your help. That's why it says that case in the Tosefta. Yeah. Oh, that's why that was your question. Okay. Period. Tosfos says, in the little Tosfos Yimasal Kocho, so why do you tell me the Chiddush of Rebbe, it said the case of Mayan Sheyatza Mitzchila, the case of the new Mayan, to teach me the Chiddush of Rebbe Meir, why don't you say just the other case to teach me the Chiddush of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, tell me the most Machmer Shita, what's the answer? We've had it before. Koach de Hetera Adif. No, it's always a bigger chiddush to tell you a heter than to tell you an iser. So we mentioned before, but we have to mention it again because there's a kasha from this Gemara, the discussion of Rashi and the Tzlach in Beitza Dav Beis. Why is it that koach de hetera adif? Why is the koach of heter greater? So Rashi there in Beitza Dav Beis on the base says, Tov lo lahashmienu koach debri hamatir. It's important to know the koach of the matir. Shusomech al shmuaso. Because if a person gives you a heter, if you go to a postik and you get a heter, so that means he really knows his stuff. Ve'enu yari lahatir. He's not scared. If you go to a rav and the rav says, you know what? Maybe not. So you don't know if he really knows the halacha and he's telling you it's asur, or it is really mutter and he doesn't know. Maybe he's just, he's in his head, safik l'chumra. He doesn't know what to do, so safik l'chumra. So that's why Rashi says a heter is always a greater reflection of knowledge of the halacha. That's why koach d'hetera is adif. That's what Rashi says. But the note to be Yehuda on that Gemara, the Tzlach, says maybe he's a little different. And he has a limitation on this. He says, what would you do if you don't know? Koach d'hetera adif. You know why koach d'hetera adif? Because if you're talking about a din and you don't know, you'll be machmer anyway. Savi d'araisa l'chumra. So you're going to be machmer anyway. So you're going to, what, the chiddush is to say asur? You'll know asur anyway. Because you always have to be machmer, even mishum safek. Koach d'hetera adif is because you're saying what you wouldn't have done without the safek. Koach d'isur adif? No, it's not, because you would have done that anyway. So it says that Tzlach, if this is true, then let me tell you a chiddush. This principle of koach d'hetera adif only applies by isurei daraisa. Because by an isurei daraisa, that's where if I'm a supek, I would go l'chumra, and therefore the chiddush is the koach of the heter. But let's say you're talking about a derabanan issue. If you're talking about a derabanan issue, then what would you do without knowing anything? Savei derabanan, l'kula. So you go l'kula. So if it's a derabanan case, and you would have gone l'kula, so then the chiddush is the opposite, says another Yehuda. Koch disura adif. Because that's what you wouldn't have said without anything else. You would have said koach detera, so koach disura would be adif. That's the chiddush of the Tzlach in Beit Zadav Beis Mabeis. We're still in Adar. The subject of Rabbanan hu lekula v'im kain koach the isura is adif. That's what the Tzlach says. So ask Rabbi Yashiv and our Gemara, but there are many Rishonim that say the isur of chalamoid is the Rabbanan. That's how we started off today. Rabbi Dutam and others. So this is a Rabbanan context. If it's a Rabbanan context, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't say koach the teir adif. You should say koach the isura adif. So you have to say that this Tosfos is not assuming like Rabbeinu Tam. This Tosfos that explains the Gemara, called Atir Adif, must be holding like Rashi, that the Isra Malach and Chalamoid is Da'oraisa. And if it's Da'oraisa, then the Noda B'Yehuda works. But again, he just has that Ha'ara on, in his Sefer Ha'aris, L'Masechas Moed Katan, he has that Ha'ara to our Gemara. Okay, period. Itmar, a little Hilcha Shabbos. Ha'manachesh v'amashka mayim l'zorim b'Shabbos, what happens if you weed on Shabbos? Weeding or watering your plants on Shabbos. Those are toldos. Those aren't av malachas. Av malacha is choresh and zoreya. Those are the two possibilities, plowing and planting a seed. So these are included in those malachos, toldos. But they ask the Gemara, Mishamai Masrinan Bey, what hasra'a, what warning do you give a violator if they're about to do this? Why is it important to know? We'll see in a minute. Let's just finish. Meaning, basically, the Gemara is asking what category, which av are these toldos in? We know when we say 39 malachas on Shabbos, those aren't 39 actions. Those are 39 categories of malachos. Every av is a category which has that av has many toldos in it. Toldos are similar to the av in some way. Tomorrow we'll talk about a little bit the difference between avos and toldos. Comes up at Daf Gimel. Toldos, though, are also daraisa. We have to remember, toldos aren't a rabbanon. Toldos are daraisa. The only difference between an av and a tolda is hilchos karbanos. A tolda is also a daraisa. It's just not, wasn't that done that way in the Mishkan, maybe. But we'll talk more about that. So which av is watering your, when you water your plants on Shabbos? Which av are you violating? So it's a machlokas, or when you weed. Rabba Amar Mishim Choresh, Rav Yosef Amar Mishim Zoreya. Rabba says plowing, Rav Yosef says seeding, planting. Amar Rabba, Kavasi Di Mistava, Rabba says, I'm right that it's plowing. Why? What's the whole purpose of plowing? To soften the earth. When you plow, you soften the earth. So also here, when you weed and you take out the bad weeds, you're also softening the dirt around it. And when you water the ground, you're softening the earth. Rav Yosef says, I'm right. Why Zoreya is right? What's the purpose of Zoreya? To cause growth of the eventual fruit. This also. And Tosfos even says, Tosfos in Ka, the machlokas is, do you look after the Maisa, do you look after the Machshava, the Totsa'a? If you look after the Maisa, the act is softening the earth. If you look after the Totsa'a, the result is causing your plants to grow. So the question is, what should you focus on? Should you focus on the act? Should you focus on the result? That's the Tosfos is talking like a brisker. Tosfos says that that is the machlokas here, whether it is Zoreya or it is Choresh. Look back a couple years ago to our Shiurim on Choresh and Zoreya. We discussed this Gemara then about L'refuye Aro U'tzmuche Peiro. A little bit more. It's an important discussion in Tosfos, but let's continue. Amrle Abaya L'Rabba. Abaya turns to Rabba, who said Choresh L'Didach Kasha L'Rav Yosef Kasha. So each of you are have a problem. L'Didach Kasha B'Shem Choresh Imishim Zoreya Lo. L'Rav Yosef Kasha B'Shem Zoreya Imishim Choresh Lo. Each of you makes sense, but each of you, what do you do with the other opinion? Doesn't the other opinion also make sense? V'chitema Kol Hechadika Tarti Lo Machayiv El Achada. And if you want to say no, you have to choose one. You can't have it both. That's not true. There are times that you can do one act and be chayiv two malachas. V'yomer of kahana, zomer v'tzorach le'etzim. What happens if you prune, if you chop off a piece of wood from your tree, and you have two purposes in mind. Zomer, you want to prune it to help out the tree, but also you want to use it as firewood. Says the Gemara, we discussed this at length in Masech HaShabbos, chayiv shtayim. Right, then you're chayiv two. You're chayiv two malachas. For zomer, for pruning, and tzorach le'etzim. So you could be chayiv for zoreya maybe, and for kotzer. So you could be chayiv too, achav shem notev, achav shem kotzer. So the answer is kasha. Okay, we don't have an answer why each of them wouldn't say the other one. Why don't you say zoreya and choresh? Kasha, the Gemara does not answer the question. There is a discussion in Tosfos here, let's mention it, al regal achas. Again, we can spend more time on it. In mishamay masrinan. Why doesn't the Gemara just say which av is the tolda included in? Watering and weeding? What difference does it make? Why do we care which av the tolda is included in? The pashtus of the Gemara, Mishamay Masrinan Bey, sounds like when you give warning for a malacha on Shabbos, what does it sound like? You have to mention the Av. That's what it sounds like. Mishamay Masrinan Bey, why can't you just say you're not allowed to water your plants on Shabbos? Why do you have to say the Av? You know this, you're doing Choresh, you're doing Zoreya. Who cares about the Av? So it sounds like for some reason that you have to mention the Av. That's what Tosfos here says. It sounds like that the ain adam loke velo neherag elo basra shas basrinam bo lo sasa hach isura. You have to mention the Isser and you have to mention the Av, says Tosfos. This is what Tosfos says. The Tosfos Rid says maybe if you don't mention the Av, they won't take you seriously or not. But this is a major discussion. Is this really true? Yeah?
But if you're over the rabbinic tradition.
Right. Right, well, we're rabbinic for...
That's
for
why you have to know what you're transgressing right now.
No, but you find your... It sounds like not only you have to know it's Daraisa, it's biblical, not only you have to know that, you have to know exactly which of the Avos you violate. You're right, the Rabbanan doesn't need Asra. But for the Daraisa level, it sounds like it has to be specific here. So again, that is a major machlokas. Tosfos and Masech HaShabbos and Daf Ayin Gimel says, don't take our Gemara so literally. This old Gemara only means you can't give the wrong Hasra, because then the guy's going to think you're joking. And that's what the machlokas is about. Which Hasra is good? It doesn't mean that you have to give it, it just means that the other one is wrong. So again, it's a major machlokas how literally you should take this Gemara. There is another Shita, just to mention here, where the Minchas Chinuch loves to quote. Minchas Chinuch loves to quote Rashi in Masech HaShavuos on Daf Chaf. And he quotes it here, talking about our Tosfos, in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, I think. Rashi in Shavuos says you have to quote the Pasuk. You have to quote the Pasuk when you give Hasra. Which doesn't really work here, because what's the Pasuk? Losasa Kol Malacha. It's not specific to any Av. So Rashi's more specific, but he's even less specific than what Tosfos here says. So Hasra is a huge issue. Hopefully we'll have time to talk about it more in the future. But again, this little Tosfos of Mishum is where a lot of the action is. And Beth Shem will come back to it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Esfir of Yosef L'Rabba. So we have this machlokas about weeding and watering. Is that Zoreya or is that Choresh? We're going to see at the end, this is going to connect back to our Mishnah. So Rav Yosef asks Rabba, Rav Yosef who holds Zoreya, asks Rabba who holds Choresh, Hamanacheh shamachapel kilayim loke. If somebody weeds or covers up seeds with dirt, in regarding Hilchas kilayim, you're not allowed to plant things in vicinity of each other, or else it's kilayim loke, you get malchus for that. What we're going to focus on the menachesh. Weeding is chayiv for kilayim. Rabbi Kiva Omer Rafa Mekayim. Rabbi Kiva says, not only if you actually weed, but even if you notice it in your field and you let it be. you're mekayim the kilayim. That also is an isser of kilayim, and you get malchus. We show him to say, what do you mean? It's a lav shem amaisa. You just look in the field, and you let it go. Maybe it doesn't mean literally mean loke, it just means it's usser. Either way, maybe it's a chiddush in Rashi, that's what Rashi just says. Rashi says, you look, and you're not mevatel it. So it sounds like it's a lav shem amaisa, but that is mekayim. So bishlam aladidi, so says Rav Yosef Taraba, according to me, who says weeding is zoreya, so this makes sense. This application to kilayim makes sense. Why? The aminim shum zoreya iso zoreya haida da asira zriya bikalayim. Because there's an isra of zriya by kilayim. Elo di zach da amrit bishum chorish, charisha bikalayim miyasira. There's no isra of charisha by kilayim. No isra of plowing. It's growing. You're right, plowing might make it grow later. But you're not going to get malchus just for charisha. So you say weeding is chorish? So how do you read this braisa? This braisa says, weeding, you're going to get malchus for kilayim, but there's no isra of charisha by kilayim. So the Gemara says, Amar lei mishum mekayim. You're right. You're not going to get it for the zorei, the weeding aspect. You're just going to get the malchus. What does the braisa mean? It just means for leaving it in your field, the mekayim aspect. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. I mean, the Tani Seifa, Rabbi Kiva Omar Afa Mekayim. No, Rabbi Kiva brought in the Mekayim halacha in the Seifa. Michal the Tanakama, la misha Mekayim hu. So mashma that the Reisha was not talking about Mekayim, it's talking about actually weeding. So again, we're back to the question. So the Gemara answers, no, kula Rabbi Akiva hi. No, we're missing some words. Really, the whole Brisa is really saying one idea. It's all Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Umatam ka'amar. And it's a continuation. Matam ha-menachesh ha-mechabe b'kalayim lokeh. Why is it that weeding or covering with dirt your seeds, are you going to get malchus for kilayim? Why are you going to do that? According to me, says Rabbah, it's choresh. The answer is mishum mekayim, because by kilayim there's a unique chiddush that if you let your kilayim grow after noticing it, so that itself is aser daraisa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afa mekayim. Rabbi Akiva says even letting your field grow kilayim is going to be aser. My time with Rabbi Akiva. What is the reason that he says such an idea by kilayim? Titania sadchal osizra kilayim. Pasuk says that your field you should not plant kilayim. Ainli el zoreya mekayim inayim. This is only by actually planting kilayim. How do I know? By having kilayim is also aser. Tamalomar kilayim sadcha lo. You read the pasuk, it says, behemcha lo sarbiya kilayim, sadcha lo sizra kilayim. So we read the last word from the previous clause by about behema with the following, kilayim sadcha lo. So that teaches me, that extra phrase teaches me, there shouldn't be kilayim in your field, period. Even if you didn't put it there, just to be mekayim it, that is also usur, period. So we're going to see, yeah. What kind of drasha is that? Right, it's a remez, let's say. Let's say he has a misora that this is also aser, and it's like an asmachta. It's like an asmachta. I don't think this is a, right? Is it smuchin? Tashin and smuchin? No, it's not separate. Just the way the Torah said it. Because it's usually, I think, I saw one of the Rishonim say. Usually, when you have a phrase in the Torah, first you have the verb and then you have the object. Don't do this. Lo sil bashatnes. And for some reason here it says, behemta sadcha lo sizra. Why didn't it say lo sizra sadcha? So because of that unusual lashon, so that's why it could darshan such a thing. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll see tomorrow how this machlokes comes back to Cholamayid. Wonderful to start another mesechta with everybody out there, with everybody here. Hashem, we should continue. Okay. Is there a sponsor for this week besides Torah Rola?